Hello, it's the 5th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Tributes continue for a mother and daughter who died in a Bedfordshire car accident on the A421. Around 8 a.m. on the 1st of November, Emma van der Voorde, 55, and her daughter, Kiana, 16, were travelling between the A428 and the Black Cat roundabout westbound when a collision occurred between a van, an HGV lorry and their vehicle. The two were pronounced dead at the scene. Family members have been devastated by the news. In a statement, they highlighted the strength and vibrancy of Emma and Kiana, who resided in Paxton, Cambridgeshire. Kiana attended Bedford School and was described as a popular and bright student. Police continue to investigate the cause of the accident. Sweets in the Mile will be opening a kiosk in Bedford's Howard Centre this Saturday. The sweet shop is owned by Liam Hamilton and Robert Gilbert Warsop and will include British, American, halal, and vegetarian and vegan sweet varieties. The clock, bell and tower of Bedford St Paul's Church have fallen into disrepair. The clock, installed in 1811, is one of the oldest of its type. The iconic bells, present since the early 1600s, could cease chiming if £500,000 isn't raised. A £200,000 donation has already been submitted and it is hoped that members of the Bedford public will provide the remaining funds. To aid the appeal, contact St Paul's Church. The RSPCA and Beds Fire and Rescue attended a residence in Luton to help free a fox with its head stuck in a hole. Mitchell Smith, an RSPCA inspector, stated that the fox, after being freed, appeared none the worse for her ordeal. Keep safe tonight. That's it from me. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.